One sat alone beside the highway, begging. His eyes were blind, the light he could not see. He clutched his old rags and shivered in the shadows. Then Jesus came and bade his darkness flee.
It's time to open the Word once again with Evangelist Lester Roloff on the Family Altar Program.
Glory, for all is changed when Jesus comes to stay.
Now then, the subject this morning is, what about creation science and evolution science? Well, excuse me. Why don't you tell me, dear friends, that you've seen a monkey and that monkey just hauled off and it changed into a man? No, sir. There never has been anything like that. The species are the same species they've always been. Not a bunch of ignoramus that just because they've been off to college got a doctor's degree, they say, well, I said, what'd you start with? One cell. I said, smart aleck, where'd you get it? Well, you just have to give us one cell. I said, I don't give you nothing. Just a bunch of trouble. You're lying. You know it. I didn't have to have one cell. I just had to have God. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. I have no problem believing that God made everything after He made me. If He can take a mud ball like me and shape it and give me a couple of legs and 10 toes and 10 fingers and thumbs and give me a couple of eyes and then call me to be saved and then call me to preach and let me see what I see right now, brother, there's got to be a God. Yeah. Madeline Mary O'Hare sure didn't do it. Science, me I. You say, well, what about the science of creation? You don't have to be a scientist. Just took the power of God. God's not a scientist. God didn't start him a laboratory. He didn't study for 2 billion years and said, what do you think? Oh, look what I pulled out of the test tube. I tell you what, dear friend, when Jesus Christ was born, he wasn't born of science. He was born of God. I'd like you to take that verse over. And he said, wherefore, holy brethren, consider Jesus. You explain. I know you'd say, well, can you believe in the virgin birth? No problem. I tell you what solved my doubts was my new birth. And the man that's been born again will never spend 10 seconds arguing creation science or evolution science or the virgin birth of the Lord Jesus. I got a long letter from England, and they said, evidently, what you're doing works. I'd like you to tell me more about it. This old world of ours is looking for something that's got some fruit. Brother, hear me! One day as an old sinner, hungry, lost and undone, God said, taste my fruit. I woke up by faith and taste of Jesus, I said, found in orange tree. Something real satisfying in my soul. Folks, talk to me about your science. Jesus was born of a virgin. Jesus Christ lived a sinless life. Not a scientific life, a sinless life. When he stood at the end of the trail, age 33, he could stand humble and sweet as he was and said, which one of you convinces me of sin? And they all took the lockjaw. Not one mouth could chirp because they couldn't find anything. Old Pilate, the big judge, the man who's paid to find fault with everybody. I find no fault in him. I find no fault in him. 3 times he set him free. There's nothing wrong with him. The centurion stood there and said, surely this man was the Son of God. It was the Son of God. And Judas said, I've betrayed thee, innocent blood. Brother, call that science? That's the Savior. That's truth. Yes, consider his death on the cross. Somebody said, imagine maybe the 16 soldiers standing out there talking about science. I imagine if they did, they sat there and said, now, you boys keep your hand on your sword now in case they try to steal him because you know he'll never get up. Scientifically, he's dead. I mean, we've never seen a man crucified yet that ever got up out of the grave, and he won't either. I mean, he was nearly dead when they got him up there. The soldiers said, scientifically, he run out of strength before the rest of them did. I mean, we didn't even have to break a bone. I mean, he was through. Man, he's deader than both of them put together. And scientifically, he'll not be able to get up. But wait till Sunday morning. Boy, he tore their science all to pieces. Oh, he came stepping out. He didn't come limping out. He didn't say, could somebody give me a lift? Who'll roll that stone away? He didn't have to have any help at all. That's not science. That's power. And when Jesus walked by them, they fell back like dead men. You say, that's the power of science. Yeah. The power of the Savior. Folks, I haven't got the time of day to try to get any of our great doctrines of truth in the public school system. They're not worth 10 cents. You get an unsaved person in there, and he said, well, I notice now, according to the law, we're supposed to teach creation science. So according to their theory, there's a God somewhere, and he evidently, according to their belief, made everything. Of course, you know those of us who are educated don't believe it, because it's not scientific. But it's so. Dear friend, the people in this building this morning would convince anybody on earth. If I were to ask, and I won't, if I were to ask every murderer to stand, I'd say, what happened to you? Said I got saved. If I were to ask every dope head to stand, I'd say, are you through with the dope? Yes, sir. Are you smoking cigarette? No, sir. He said, no, I'm off of all of it. You say, how'd you do that? That's not science. That's the Savior. He took nothing. That's not science. That's the Savior. That's what we need. Oh, let's be done with the philosophies of men and the monthly prognosticators. They have no hope for us. Only Christ can save from our sin. Are you listening? The resurrection, what a miracle. Not science, a miracle. And then he stood out there and said, I go away. Sat down on a cloud. And the world would say, that's not scientific. Well, he's a lawbreaker. He's breaking the law of gravity. But he's going up. He didn't come off of a launching pad. He didn't even take any oxygen with him. He won't need it. You say, that's not scientific. Who cares about science? Give me the Savior and you can have the science. Oh, hear me, dear friend. Christians don't have much longer to stay down here. So I'm not interested in teaching creation science. I can teach it in my church, but I teach it as creation by the divine power of God. I am a product of creation. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And it all comes through Christ. Brethren, consider Jesus.
Thank you for joining us today on the Family Altar Program with Lester Roloff.